Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Blair. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dennis Blair. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Biedner, who is chasing the ball. Kessinger reaches third base with a triple. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock juggles the ball. That's an error on Madlock. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher bunts towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochel takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rochel moves to third. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manguel goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. Swisher drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jorgensen out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from Carter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rochelle hits a fly ball into right field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Trillo covering, for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manguel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Manguel reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. It's 2-1, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manguel moves to third. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardinal moves to third. Madlock moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monday is walked intentionally. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Cardinal scores. Madlock moves to third. Monday moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Expos, 2. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws to second. Mackinnon drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Mackinnon. Madlock scores. Monday scores. Trillo moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Biotner strikes out. 1 out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul who is chasing the ball. Kessinger reaches third base with a triple. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Madlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Pat Scanlon pinch hits for Dennis Blair. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Parrish moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Parrish moves to third. Manghul moves to second. Daryl Knowles now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Manghul scores. Foley moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's Cubs, 4, Expos, 4. Jose Morales pinch hits for Larry Biotner. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday who is chasing the ball. Morales reaches third base with a triple. Foley scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-4, Expos. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mackinnon moves to third. Carter moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Parrish moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Expos. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 0 for 1 in the game. Scanlon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Parrish moves to third. Scanlon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Expos. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manguel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 12-4, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Tony Scott now playing left field. Barry Foote now catching. Gary Carter now playing right field. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a line drive into right field. Carter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carter. Thornton scores. Trillo moves to second. It's 12-5, Expos. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trillo scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-6, Expos. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Oscar Zamora. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Cubs 6. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Dettery now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mackinnon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two triples. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.